Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are enjoying the weather. At least in Karlsruhe, we have a very good weather now, sunny, and let's hope that it continues. I would love to start with an instrument which has brightened up my day with its beautiful tone and just with the unique sound character and qualities that this guitar has. It's made by Dennis Tolz, the German guitar luthier who was actually living in Berlin, but now he moved to Kiel in the north of Germany, and he's building one of the best double top guitars available in the market, and his guitars are incredibly sought after, and his guitars are being also played by the biggest names in the classical guitar scene. You will hear it in a bit why this guitar is so special. First of all, this one is brand new. It's from 2025 and it has the number 73. It's a double top guitar with a Nomex core. We have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful rosette. It's a lot of work, but the result at the end is so satisfying. It has a very nice contrast to the top of the guitar, and he has used some very beautiful reddish colors, which you can find also on the bindings of the guitar. And this guitar has a slightly elevated fingerboard, and it has also a waveguide made by Dennis Tolz. And this waveguide is there to give the basses of the guitar or some specific frequencies in the guitar more depth and more strength and more sustain. And for me, it sounds like a piano pedal. It's like you are playing the deep tones of a piano and you are using the pedal of the piano, and it's incredible. Okay, maybe I should play a few tones on it first and then talk about the sound. This is the sustain that I was talking about. I will play more on this guitar, but I have to talk about the sound, because this guitar offers actually so many qualities that fulfill the needs of a classical guitarist, of a professional classical guitarist. First of all, the sound is what is for me always very important, or the most important point is the balance of the sound, that you don't have the feeling that some tones are louder than the others or some tones have more overtones than the other tones. So that's why I'm talking always about the balance of the sound, if the guitar has a good balance. And in this case, every tone the same loudness, the same intensity, and this is a very important point or quality about this guitar. But also the response of the guitar is of course very fast because it's a double top guitar, but at the same time you have, for me personally, a Spanish tone. The guitar didn't lose its roots. You have still very beautiful colors and some brightness in the tone. Lovely. It's such a joy to play on this guitar, especially this piece. I think maybe it sounded never so good on a guitar as on this guitar. The middle tones. Congrats to Dennis Stoltz for this piece of art and fantastic instrument. It's I cannot talk good enough about this guitar. I cannot talk good enough about, I think you know what I mean. This guitar blew my mind. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar that I want to present to you is made by the Italian master Paolo Coriani from Modena. And Paolo Coriani is building traditional guitars since many years. He is a very experienced guitar luthier who knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows a lot about the traditional tone and traditional guitars. And he has also his inspiration from Santos Hernandez guitars, and you can hear, if you are listening to his guitars, that the tone is, it sounds like a very vintage Spanish traditional guitar, but it has still the power and the projection of a modern guitar. it's very impressive. And this guitar is a very special instrument. It comes with highest quality woods with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's a very high quality Brazilian rosewood. It's very linear and it has a huge impact on the sound of the guitar. And yeah, the guitar is built traditionally. It has the number 272. It's brand new from 2025. And let's play a few tones on it. I mean, I knew that the guitars of Paolo Coriani are great, but this guitar has exceeded my expectations. This is incredible. First of all, what a sustain! And what a beautiful tone! It has a very bell-like sound, and the trebles are very clear and forward-going, but at the same time, they are not sounding too thin. They are still, they have a very profound sound. Also such a expressive sounding guitar, and somehow it invites the player, it invites the artist to try a lot of things and to play with colors and to play with dynamic, because the guitar offers you that possibility. Thank you. this guitar speaks for itself. Honestly, I don't know what to say. So it was a Paolo Coriani. Okay, my head is gone. It's a Paolo Coriani guitar, brand new, number 272. Also beautiful number, with very high quality Brazilian rosewood, of course certified Brazilian rosewood. And yeah, let me know what are you hearing from the other side. Maybe you can help me to describe the tone of this fantastic instrument. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is made by the British-French guitar luthier Adrien Savaré Freestone. And before I start to play a few tones on this guitar, let's watch a very short interview that I recorded with Adrien a few days ago, where he will talk a bit about the specific qualities of this guitar.
Okay, so this is my new Lattice model. It's slightly different from the previous one that was here at CKS last year. Obviously, the biggest difference would be the top. This is a cedar top. The bracing pattern is a lattice, like last time, a mix of spruce and cedar. The cedar braces are closer to the edges, to the ribs, because cedar is slightly lighter than spruce, and I think it will help with the vibrations. I was quite happy with the result last time, so everything else is quite similar. The second difference is the body. It is slightly bigger than last time. It's just that musicians have asked me to make a bigger guitar, basically. And so I'm always curious. I always like to have feedback from musicians. So yeah, that's also the biggest difference. About the inlays, so the purflings, I like to have a bit of a match between the purflings and the rosette. You know, the little squares, the black and white squares. You can see also on the bridge, and also on the head. Oh, yeah. It's quite challenging. It takes a bit of time to do, but I quite like the result. It's quite unique.
What a sustain. Thank you. Okay, let me tell you what is a very unique quality of this guitar that you don't find on every guitar. The sound of this guitar is very well defined and refined, and it's bright, the sound is cutting through, and you have a very good tone separation. But at the same time, it's a very powerful guitar, and you can feel the resonance, and it has a very full-bodied and room-feeling sound. And usually, I mean, if you're able to combine these two qualities, very good tone separation and a very powerful sound, if you can combine these two qualities in one guitar, then congratulations. It's not that easy. I think this is the strength of this guitar. Congrats to Adrien Savary Freestone. This is a very good, very good instrument. So powerful. I'm also very curious, what is your opinion on the sound of this guitar? If you are also hearing a powerful sound, but also some clarity in the tone. And let's move to the next guitar. Well, this week is again one of those weeks. This guitar is made by Giovanni Tacchi, the son of the Italian maestro Andrea Tacchi. And as the father, also the son is building stunning guitars, sound-wise and also in terms of aesthetics. Let's begin with the rosette of this guitar. So it's clearly inspired by Garcia. And this guitar is from 2023. It comes with a spruce top and maple back and sides. What a beautiful maple. It's a very lightweight guitar, and it's very simple but very elegant. Of course, the rosette is not simple. I mean, look at it. And the sound is just amazing. I have played a few tones on it a few days ago, and I was very impressed. And let me share this beautiful moment with you. Thank you. I mean, today I have the feeling that I'm repeating myself again and again. But also this guitar is one of those guitars. It's very powerful, it's very loud, despite of the slightly smaller body. But you have such a great clarity in the tone, and all the tones are covered with some smoothness and soft overtones. So if you like smooth sound and soft overtones, but you still want to have a good separation and clarity in the tone, this might be a great guitar for you. Also very deep basses. I think this is for sure inspired of the Garcia guitars, which have a very low body frequency. It's usually between D sharp and, let's say, F. Also in this case, it's very deep. What I also love about the sound of this guitar is the relation of the tones to each other in terms of loudness, amount of overtones, and intensity. I mean, in other words, the balance of the guitar is on point on this guitar. Wow, what a beautiful instrument. It's made by Giovanni Tacchi from 2023 and with a very beautiful maple back and sides. And one of the two last guitars of this week, both from Spain, is coming from Granada. It's made by the Spanish guitar luthier Antonio Raya Ferrer, who is building, of course, Granada style classical guitars. And for me personally, very similar, or not similar, but it reminds me strongly of the Antonio Marin Montero and Paco Santiago Marin guitars, which are incredibly good guitars. And this guitar made by Antonio Raya Ferrer is brand new. It has a number 249. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And yeah, the head of the guitar reminds me a little bit of a Boucher guitar, and it's also very lightweight. I'm very curious how this guitar sounds because I still didn't play a tone on this guitar and it feels very promising. Well, either I'm playing very good today because of my nails or my mood, or the guitars of this week are on another level. Also, this guitar, first of all, it has a very punchy sound. It has a very fast attack, very forward going, let's say very Spanish. But at the same time, what I personally always like is if the tones have also some very soft overtones and if they have a smooth character. I mean, it's still very loud and bright and well separated, but you have that smooth sound that you actually need as a professional classical guitarist because it hides your nail noises usually. Does it feel also for you that the guitar has a very fast response and very punchy sound? The tones are coming out very fast. Also, the dynamic range of this guitar is very wide. I can play very quiet and piano. And you can clearly hear every tone. And if I get louder, the guitar allows me that headroom and the quality of the tone doesn't drop. Last piece. And the last guitar of this week is made by Javier Mengual from Alhambra Guitars. And this is the Deseada C model, brand new from 2025. And it has the number 240-22. Javier Mengual is building very, very responsive sounding guitars, Spanish sound with a modern touch in the character of the sound, and this one comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the guitar has, of course, a very, very high standard of build quality. The polishing is very clean and everything. You have also some visible decorative elements in the rosette and the purfling of the guitars, and also in the guitar headstock. Well, let's play a few tones on it. As I've told you already, it has a very punchy sound. It has a very fast and hard attack, and it's very forward going. It's a very powerful guitar. Feel like it's a very airy sounding guitar. Every time when I play or plug a tone, it's coming out with a lot of air. I don't know how to describe it, how to describe this feeling. Yeah, airy sounding guitar. Well, a Javier Mengual guitar, brand new from 2025, and I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? For me personally, it was a very enjoyable weekly guitar meeting. I think I loved every guitar, every single guitar, because every single guitar had something special. You can never find a guitar, or it's very difficult to find a guitar that has everything. I mean, literally everything. So that's why you have to appreciate like different qualities on different guitars. For example, in this case, yeah, it's not the guitar with the longest sustain, but it's a guitar with a very airy sound, very wide dynamic range, and very punchy sound. It always depends what you are looking for in a guitar. And I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.